Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, when I was recording the programme last week, news was breaking in Ireland of two people missing, presumed drowned, in the Galway Bay out in Barna. And within an hour last Wednesday, news broke that one of the victims was the man that wrote that song that Christy Moore had a great hit with, Johnny Doohan. From Limerick, having lived in Galway for many years. He was 74, went out for a swim every day, and nobody knows exactly what happened. There was supposed to be some fog around at the time. And another young lady, Maura Una Ní Fearthaí, also missing. Her body hasn't been found yet, but I see a GoFundMe page has been set up to help with the search. And amazing, the response that it's brought in the space of a week, over €218,000 raised in the last 6 days. So Johnny penned a lot of great songs and a great singer himself. We're going to have one or two of his songs on the programme tonight. So a huge loss. And then later in the week, news came through that John Kenny, one half of the Unbelievables, along with Pat Short, he also passed away after a long illness with cancer. He was laid to rest down there in Bluff in County Limerick today. So may they all rest in peace, and we'll continue with Johnny singing a wonderful song here, Just Another Town. And I want to send greetings to Gerry O'Malley from Limerick, who's been in touch last week talking about the tragedy of Johnny's death, and Morris. Thank you.
is in church again. Two drunks are fighting down in the lane, and little children are playing a game. Dogs are barking and little girls sing, and the chapel bell begins to ring. Someone deals Bobby a king, and the pavement money starts to ring. And the street is drifting into evening, while the sun is going down. I'm just back there capturing the feeling, though it's just another town. Just another town. The cripple crawls up the avenue, and someone else says, how do you do? Someone kicks a ball over to you, while the sky begins to lose its hue. And a group of old stevedores from the ships come up the street, bent from the hips. One takes a cigarette from his lips. Someone else drops the coin. Sun is going down. I'm just back there capturing the feeling, though it's just another town. Just another town.
Johnny Doone and a lovely song called Just Another Town, and we opened the programme with Christy Moore and The Voyage, and we've got another version of The Voyage that featured quite a few Irish singers, and we played that towards the end of the programme tonight. The programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, in Christchurch on Saturday, and Wellington and Capitol Coast on Sunday, and greetings to people listening on the other side of the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Right, well, there's only just over a week to go until the general election. The first leaders debate took place on Monday night. 10 leaders, the first time ever such a big number of people were interviewed on live on national TV in Ireland. But as expected, the three main party leaders dominated the debate. Micheál Martin, Fianna Fáil, Simon Harris, Fine Gael, and Mary Lou MacDonald, who's aiming, Sinn Féin, aiming to be the first female Taoiseach in Ireland. So all the opinion polls seem to indicate that could be a follow on from what was in power for the last 5 years, a coalition between Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and if not the Labour Party or Greens. So certainly Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have ruled out working with Sinn Féin. So there's a lot to play for. And Simon Harris is basically travelling the length and breadth of the country. He seems to be everywhere. And he sat down for an interview with the Sunday Independent on Sunday and just talked about the energy that he has and how passionate he is for the country. But the biggest issue seems to be housing. Housing is the main issue. And obviously the government are aiming to build 60,000 homes a year. The country, Simon Harris said, was broke after the GFC, which rebuilt the country finances under the guidance of the IMF. And now he said we're making progress. So whether or not the people will believe him, we'll just have to wait another 10 days and find out. And the other big issue is with Trump being elected in the States, a lot of these are big multinationals that have huge workforces and pay a lot of tax in Ireland. They may be shoulder tapped by Trump to go back and set up their operations in the US. Because a lot of these products, especially the pharmaceutical products, I was listening to a professor on RT Radio the other night talking about it. A lot of the pharmaceutical products that are manufactured in Ireland are going straight back to the States. So they're being manufactured in Ireland by a US company, and then they're going back. Of course, the US company is in Ireland because of the great tax breaks at 15% now and the great workforce. So it'll be interesting to see how that will work out. Okay, we'll continue on, and we'll move this time with Dolores Keane and My Love Is in America.
My love is in America, and I miss him tonight. So hard, so I feel like taking the money we've saved and catching the flight. And catching the flight. The children are asleep in bed. In America, and I'm not so sure.
Dolores Cain and Mick Hanley there, and My Love Is in America, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Right, well, looking at the Irish Independence headlines, big story dominating their website tonight. Latest, this is about the McGregor trial. He's not a man, he's a coward, a devious coward. Alleged rape victims barrister says Conor McGregor should apologise as the jury hears closing speeches. And speaking of sport, well, I wouldn't class McGregor as a sportsman. He's a thug as far as I'm concerned, and he's had many other allegations of against him over the years, but he seems to get away with it. But I'm not sure whether any of you watched that fight on Saturday between Katie Taylor and Serrano, but it was a brutal fight, and she got the nod of the judges and is the undisputed champion of the world at the moment, and they're talking about a third fight. But if I had anything to do with Katie, I'd tell her now to retire. She supposedly picked up about $6 million for that fight the other night, but it looked awful. I saw some of the highlights package of it, and, you know, they just, it was like a barroom brawl. But, you know, boxing, her manager will be out there planning a rematch. They had two fights already. You'd think that would be enough, but lots of people in the audience that night. There was 74,000 people at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium for that fight and the other big farce between Tyson and that other YouTube fighter. And but they just didn't agree with the decision. Right, what else is making the news in Ireland? As I said, the general election is getting lots of news all over the country, and of course on the sports front, Ireland managed to just sneak in with a win over Argentina at the weekend. They've now got Fiji this weekend and then the big game at the end of the month against Australia, who've had 2 from 2 in their first two matches. The other sad news on the sports front, before we take another bit of music, Irish soccer team, Republic of Ireland team, had a disastrous game against England on Sunday night. They were beaten 5-0. They had a good first half, but it fell apart in about 10 minutes in the second half when Ireland had a player sent off and England scored 3 goals in the space of 2 minutes. So a lot to do for the new manager that was appointed there. We'll bang on with another bit of music and Liam Canancy and Home from the Sea.
On a cold winter's night, with a storm at its height, a lifeboat answered the call. They pitched and they tossed till we thought they were lost, as we watched from the harbour wall. Though the night was pitch black, there was no turning back, for someone was waiting out there. But each volunteer had to live with his fear as they joined in a silent prayer. Home from the sea, angels of mercy, answer our plea and carry us home. Home from the sea, carry us safely home from the sea. Their way past the mouth of the bay, it was blowing like never before. As they gallantly fought, every one of them thought of loved ones back on the shore. Then a flicker of light, and they knew they were right. There she was, on the crest of a wave. She's an old fishing boat, and she's barely afloat. Please God, there are souls we can save and carry them home.
Home from the sea, angels of mercy.
in the town, in a street that runs down to the sea and the harbour wall. They had gathered in pairs at the foot of the stairs to wait for the radio call. And just before dawn, when all hope was gone, came a hush and a faraway sound. 'Twas the coxswain, he roared, all survivors on board, thank God, and we're homeward bound. To carry them home, home, home from the sea, angels of mercy, answer our
voice there of Liam Clancy and Home from the Sea. Grew up in the 60s, I remember the first record player we had listening to the Clancy Brothers and Liam Clancy and Tommy Makem, and certainly they were a big hit, obviously hugely successful in America in the 60s and 70s. Right, you're listening to Ireland Calling, and we're broadcasting here on a Wednesday in Auckland and Saturday in Christchurch, Sunday in Wellington and Cafferty Coast. Yes, the old weather has taken a dramatic turn. There was snow nearly in parts of Ireland yesterday, so there's a status yellow warning issued for weather over there tonight. And some temperatures dropped, you know, nearly to zero in parts of the country today. And some snow, in fact, it was down to, could be down in parts of the country to -3 tonight. So, and miserable in London as well. So we're moving into the opposite direction here with the weather. The day's getting longer. Yes, well, the whole situation in Ukraine took a step up in the last 24 hours with Ukraine giving permission to use these long-range missiles to attack Russia. And I see Russia now have basically said that this changes the whole war. So obviously the world is in a precarious situation at the moment with the war in the Middle East and the war in Ukraine. And while Biden is a bit of a lame duck president at the moment, all the appointments that Trump is making seems to be people that are loyal to him and that will carry out what he wants. And he seems to want Russia and this war to end. And his view of a deal would be that probably Russia takes most of the land of Ukraine that they've already captured. So Ukraine won't be happy with that. But it's a very, very worrying situation. Anyway, Paul Mescal, on a brighter note, some of you might have gone off and seen Gladiator already, but he's certainly getting lots of great publicity. And on a website here about meeting Prince King Charles, he says, "I'm Irish, so it's not on the list of my priorities. But it's an amazing thing for Ridley Scott because I know how important it is for him." So good man, Paul. There was a picture of him there a few weeks ago when Ireland were playing the All Blacks. There was a bit of a scuffle and they moved to him. And certainly he's from in the last 5 years since he came on the scene in 2020, is carving out a great niche for himself and acting, and already had an Oscar nomination and probably will get another one for this as well. So the movie opened here, and by all accounts, it's certainly very, very good. And finally, I mentioned about John Kenny passing away, and at his funeral mass today, he was described as a larger than life. And he was they were in mid-90s himself. Well, he started off first a bit of a comedian, left school early, he was dyslexic, and grew up in hospital in County Limerick, and then went on and had a good career in the stage and on TV with his good mate Pat Short. But sadly, he'd been battling cancer for quite a while, and he succumbed to the disease at the weekend. Right, let's play this beautiful version of The Voyage, written by the late Johnny Doohan, and this song does feature him along with a number of other. Well, that was another version of The Voyage called The Mark Hayes Project, featuring Johnny Doohan himself, Daniel O'Donnell, Charlie McGettigan, and a number of other artists. And that's a wonderful song, The Voyage. I've one of my favourite songs. And speaking of Daniel, he put a post up at the weekend. I see there's over 6,000 comments already. Daniel asked, "Can I ask you for prayers for my nephew Frankie, who's very ill? He is my brother John's eldest son. Many of you will remember Frankie from when we owned the Viking House Hotel. He worked in the bar. Please pray for him and his wife and children and John, Bridget and Joey. Prayer is powerful and only God knows the future. Thank you very much, Daniel O'Donnell. And as I said, 6,000 comments and including comments here from people, his fans in New Zealand. So I'll portray Daniel's message to you to ask you to include his nephew, Johnny O'Donnell, in your prayers, as obviously he's battling a serious illness at the moment. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, me, Oliver Lee, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we've just tipped over the half hour mark. We've got another half hour to go. We look at the Irish Times headlines today. Their main story is Dublin riots. Gardaí remove photographs of some of the persons of interest from websites after identifying them. And one of the guys that was charged yesterday, I think he's 27, 28, did a lot of damage. But he admitted that he was an idiot. He didn't realise what he was doing. Well, he caused, I think, $40,000 worth of damage to police vehicles. And so he's up to be sentenced, but he's apologised. But I'm not sure it's going to save him a custodial sentence, because it's almost coming up to the first anniversary of the riots in O'Connell Street in Dublin as a result of an attack at a kindergarten at the end of O'Connell Street. And obviously people, some people, thugs and extreme right-wing idiots took the law into their own hand that night and caught the guards off guard, so to speak. Well, the election is happening, and even though they've been in government for the last 5 years together, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael especially, they're at loggerheads at the moment. They're obviously, you know, civil war parties, and the civil war, according to some people, has broken out again over the last 10 days. Willie O'Dea didn't hold back when he said that Helen McAtee would be the worst minister for justice the country has ever had. And if Fianna Fáil gets back into power, he'd want to make sure that a Fianna Fáil minister is in charge of justice. Of course, Helen, she did take maternity leave. There was an insinuation, you know, that she wasn't fit for the job from either O'Dea or somebody else. But, you know, she's probably doing her best. But I know there was an attack on a US tourist last year. And within a week, she walked down to say that the streets of Dublin were safe. But she was flanked by about a dozen Gardaí and the chief inspector as well. So she was kind of laughed at. But maybe if Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael get back in again with either the support of the Greens or Labour, there'll be a shuffling of the ranks. There'll probably be a joint Taoiseach's role for the two main leaders, but they've ruled out working with Sinn Féin. But Mary Lou MacDonald will hope that her party can win the most seats and then form a government with left-leaning parties. And some of the left-leaning parties said they will have nothing to do with Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and they'll be hoping that they will win enough seats that they'll be able to have a say in the formation of the next government. So election taking place on the 29th. It'll take a few days, obviously, for the count. We've got a proportional representation system in Ireland, and sometimes you could have as many as 14 counts before candidates are elected. There's some five-seater constituencies. There's a number of new constituencies or expanded constituencies, especially in Dublin with the increase in population. So I think the total number of TDs after the next doll will be over 170, 166 at the moment, but there's certainly an increase. So it's all to play for, and obviously with the freezing cold temperatures, it's not what politicians will like when they're knocking on the doorsteps. Of course, many of them are doing the online canvassing at the moment, but people in Ireland, especially rural Ireland, they do like to see their candidate coming and knocking on the door. Right, well, Seamus Begley, a lovely singer who passed away at a relatively young age there in January of last year, and a great singer and also a farmer down in Kerry. So I was playing some of his music the other day, and this one, Farewell to the Gold, all about gold mining down in Otago region. Thank you.
not over river. Gold is waning, and it's weeks since the colour I've seen. No use complaining, lady of blaming. So I'll pack up and make the break clean. Farewell.
Seamus Begley there singing all about Farewell to the Gold, gold mining down in central Otago. You're listening to Ireland Calling broadcasting here. Hopefully we're heard down around central Otago, but we're broadcasting out of the studio here in Auckland. Studio, home office. I'm here with an iPhone and an iPad and a speaker, and it seems to work all right. And of course, each week the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, if you're listening in Ireland, you're warm and dry. In New Zealand, certainly nice weather here at the moment. We'll have a look down at the Irish Examiner and see what they're saying. Well, they're leading with that story about McGregor. I'm not asking you to like him. Jury hears closing speeches in McGregor's civil case. And obviously that'll come through in the next few days. Roscommon star Dara Craig knocks back an AFL approach in favour of an All-Ireland tilt. So Roscommon, their county champions, Pádraig Pearse's advanced to the final of the Connacht Club Championships after a win last weekend. What else has happened? US to send $275 million in weapons in a bid to bolster up Ukraine. Before Trump takes over, he might change the whole story there. Yes, well, they're tributes again to John Kinney, the remarkable life that he led, and obviously heaps of publicity regarding the election. And he said, Fergus Findlay here, a former strategist with the Labour Party, obviously referring to the debate on Monday night, he said that the smaller political parties are behaving like the adults in the room. So obviously giving them credit. Not a great time for the Social Democrats. Holly Cairns, I'm pretty sure she's due to have a baby on the day. I think is it her first baby, Cairns, on the day that the election is due to take place. I think somebody had to step in for the other day in the election debate that was on the other night. But certainly it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 10 days. There'll be one more debate between the three main leaders next week, and then it'll be all down to the people to decide you know, who they want to put back into power in Ireland, a term of 5 years. And of course the demonstration here in New Zealand yesterday got huge publicity all around the world. Over 42,000 people marched peacefully to the Beehive in Wellington, and that got publicity in Ireland as well. Right, Dolores Cain, and she feels it in her bones.
Down and our sails are lying low.
Well, we'll dedicate that song to anybody who's feeling it in their bones. Dolores Keane there. I suppose anybody that's suffered a bit arthritis or anything like that, they are feeling it in their bones. And we've got another 10 minutes to go before the end of Ireland Calling, brought to you as it is each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. As I mentioned, not a good weekend for Ireland on the football field, beaten 5-0 by England in a Champions Trophy competition. It means they have to go into a playoff next year. The Irish women, they're in a playoff as well to qualify for Euro 25 for them. And the Irish rugby team are preparing for Fiji this weekend after a better performance against the All Blacks. But certainly they will need to improve. And I see where Caelan Doris, Leinster and Irish captain, has been nominated as one of the international rugby players of the year. No All Black in that. Although Wallace Atiti has been nominated as one of the up-and-coming stars. What a great season he has, and lovely to see. A nice story about him on the news last night and how he went to school in De La Salle College down in South Auckland, and how proud he is of the school and the heritage and what people did there to help him with his career and also his rugby. And he certainly came out of the left field over the last 18 months. Well, as I said, it's just election. And I'm just looking at all the different websites there. And it's just wall-to-wall coverage. And the five most read stories in the Irish Times relate to the Dublin riots a year ago. How dare you? Five key moments. Yeah, Mary Lou MacDonald accused Simon Harris, Taoiseach, is not doing enough for vulnerable children. And McGregor, yeah, that story. Fingal Council takes legal action over unauthorised home extension in Sutton. And Dublin footballer Brian Fenton, I think he's won about 9 medals, the best midfielder of modern era, according to Malachy Clerkin in Irish Times. He's announced his retirement. He's always had his head up, scanning the horizon. When he finished college in UCD, he took his physio degree with him to work at Beaumont Hospital. That was in 2015, and been brought into the panel. And for someone who's been overlooked as a minor, he had been forgiven. He'd be forgiven for seeing it as a destination, but instead he went on and launched a great career. And I think he might have ended up with at least 7 or 8 All-Ireland medals. So he's announced his retirement. And he's had 10 seasons with Dublin, and it's time for him to move on. Right, well, we'll be moving on in about 5 minutes, so I better get in another song or two before the end of the programme. And we'll have another one from Johnny here. Don't give up till it's over.
So don't give up till it's over.
That concludes our tribute to the late Johnny Doohan, who passed away after a drowning accident in Galway last week. And let's hope that the family of Maura Niamh Faherty will be brought some closure in the coming days, and that her body is found and she can be laid to rest. Well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, and I'll brought you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So we'll leave you tonight with Johnny McAvoy and the Galway Shawl. We'll get the most of that.
She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paints nor powders, no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulder was the Galway shawl. We started walking, she started talking, till her father's cottage, it came into view. She said, "Come in, sir, and meet me father, and play to please him the foggy dew." I played the blackbird and the stack of barley, Rodney's glory and the foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and tears fell from her eyes of blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paints nor powders, no, none.